Now we come again to another nation, Ammon, the Ammonites. And if you'll notice that we're actually moving around almost in a circle. We began with Syria, came over to Phoenicia, went down to the Philistines, and we now move over to Edom on the south, and then the Ammonites were in that area also. And now here's the judgment against the Ammonites. And what is God's judgment against them? Well, theirs was a violent crime. We are going to see that. Let me read. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of the children of Ammon, and for four, I will not turn away their punishment, because they have ripped up the women with child in Gilead. Now the Ammonites were over on the east bank, and they in turn joined with the Syrians in fighting against the 2.5 tribes over there that were in the land of Gilead. And they did that they might enlarge their border. But I will kindle a fire in the wall of Rabbah, and it shall devour its palaces with shouting in the day of battle, with a tempest in the day of the whirlwind, and their king shall go into captivity, he and his princes together, saith the Lord. Now, this is God's judgment against the Ammonites. And I think probably we ought to turn back and see how this was literally fulfilled. I go back now to 2 Kings again, but to the 8th chapter of 2 Kings, verses 12 and 13. Now, let me read these. And Hazael said, why weepeth my Lord? And he answered, because I know the evil that thou wilt do unto the children of Israel. Their strongholds wilt thou set on fire, and their young men wilt thou slay with the sword, and will dash their children, rip up their women with child. And Hazael said, but what? Is thy servant a dog, that he should do this great thing? And Elisha answered, the Lord hath showed me that thou shalt be king over Syria. In other words, the prophet said to him, you say that only a dog would do that thing. Well, you're going to do it. And whether this man was a dog or not, he did the very thing he said only a dog would do. And as we read here, that he would do to the children of Israel and dash their children, rip up their women with child. That was an awful, horrible thing, and that was the crime of the Ammonites, by the way.